And good morning, and it is 9-11 at KBR. Colin Letty is across the console. We're talking about anything and everything today. And that really does cover the gamut. We lived in a time which has ever been so. I know that they we had President Biden said, what is it, last week? It was the most dangerous time in terms of our existence compared back to the Cuban Missile Crisis. And you've got now, what do you got? You got Putin, who's now just simply firing. He's just simply throwing in he's throwing in missiles. He's got unmanned drones that are just basically kamikaze drones. Did you see that?
I did.
He's just a terrorist. He's just total terrorist, war criminal. I mean, yeah, we can. I don't know. Is he doing his impression of Stalin with modern technology?
I think that's a very, very, very big comparison you're making there.
I think it is a big comparison, but I think that's what he's trying to do. I mean, he's using modern technology to do the dirty deeds that. And I don't know if maybe Stalin might. I mean, Stalin. Okay, was Stalin a worse guy? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. The answer is yes.
Okay. But is Putin nuts? Yes. The answer is yes to that.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what's going to happen, he's going to be taken out one way or the other. The question is, what does he want? You know, how does, you know, is he going to be taken out by his own hand, by somebody close to him? I think so. That would seem to be the most logical. But, you know, I don't know. I think it gets more scary as the time goes by and that thing. Anyway, we're talking
my
about...
My question about this, and feel free to call in with your thoughts on the matter. I believe the number is still
319-754-1490. Yes. Actually, yes, 754-1490.
Here's my question. Do you think the escalation of these attacks by Vladimir Putin show a sign of desperation?
It would seem that they do. It would seem that what it shows is he can't bring soldiers in.
And I fully agree with one thing President Biden said.
He doesn't have any. The army's inept.
And I definitely agree with one thing President Biden said about Vladimir Putin. He fully underestimated Ukraine.
Oh, fully underestimated it. But
he thought he was going to steamroll them in about a week.
But now he's using.
And it's been what?
It was back in February, so what are we looking at?
It's October, so...
It's a solid 8 months, yeah. And it's not getting any better. Yeah, his mobilization, you can see how well that's working.
They're not exactly mobile, are they?
They're not exactly mobilizing. What he's done is he's chased over a million men out of the country.
Which was the number he was looking to conscript, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was pretty much the number he was looking to conscript. Plus the training, you get 2 days of training. You get 2 days of training if you're going to be an armed, a foot soldier. If you're doing a tank, if you're training for a tank, you get 10 days. I mean, and what's happened is they've lost so much equipment, they've lost some, and the corruption is so rife through the entire network there, and frankly, you got a few bucks on you, you can buy your way out of any of the conscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
It's the oldest network in the world. It's called bribe the guy that's trying to conscript you,
which is something that's happened in, I would say, pretty much every major war.
I would say that's probably happened in, yes, I would say yes.
It's happened in Russia. Yeah. It's happened in this country plenty of times.
I don't know how much it happens in this country, but I bet it. I mean, I'm sure
there's definitely been people who have bought their way out of service.
Well, I would say, yeah. I'm not sure whether they did it directly or whether they did it indirectly, but they used influence of some sort to get out of
it. And what is the greatest influence of all?
Money is the greatest influence of all, but it is. I don't know what happened. You know, Vietnam was a strange era. I don't know what happened. What's interesting is that, you know what, I had friends or people that I knew drafted. In fact, I was one of, you know, and among the, you know, near the end of the actual draft, among the end of the people being drafted to go, or well, no, we, picking the ball out of the big hopper and getting a number, and the higher the number you had, the better your chances of not going to someplace. You didn't want to be number one. But if you did, what happened is, what did it happen? I had a friend of mine who was number one. Somebody went down. They put the number, the song that was, one of the songs that was out at that time was from Three Dog Night. One is the loneliest number. and anyway, put it on his door. And anyway, what did you do? Well, he went in the National Guard because that was safe. They didn't send any, so there no National Guard troops were going in. And now you go to the National Guard. Why is the National Guard losing people right now? I don't think they want to. I think, frankly, I'm thinking, hey, look, we've been in endless wars. We're not being treated very. We're not getting the We're not getting the amount of. And that's where the deployment. We're deploying the troops we deploy are National Guard troops for the most part. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
yes, for context, the National Guard released a report that reenlistments and general recruitment are very, very low right now.
Yeah, and I don't know. And why? We have Sean Hannity says it's because they are embarrassed by the Biden administration's approach in Afghanistan. I don't think that has the main.
I don't think that's the main cause.
No, I think the main cause
could it be a cause for some people? Probably.
I think it's the main cause. I think it's sort of like, do we want to be? I don't. We're getting so close to having. With this crazy man in Russia, we're getting so close to having actual ground troops. And I don't see that happening. But
I think that's the thing we're trying to avoid.
We're all trying to avoid it. The problem that we have is that we've got this nuts guy. I don't know how they're firing in all these long range missiles from Russia right now because they don't have any troops. They can't move any troops in.
They've got plenty of ordnance.
And they got plenty of ordnance, yeah. And they talk, they keep stretching or keep threatening, rather, the nuclear card. But anyway, that's another story. 319.
And it's one far too long to get into.
319-754-1490. Inflation. 8.7% is the increase for Social Security beneficiaries.
Yikes.
The difference is Social Security has an automatic cost of living adjustment. It's called the COLA. Now, a lot of places don't have COLAs. A lot of regular workers don't get COLAs. And we, back in the old days, COLAs were pretty common and maybe they are, maybe they're coming back in some businesses now, but I don't know. Do you know what I mean? You're saying, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I got it.
No, it's, I don't know if that's, one of the things that you have right now, we talked about yesterday, I talked about city workers, and they have a contract. And I said, this is year two of a three-year contract. Is there any, there's not been any adjustment because of inflation for city workers.
Something tells me when the contract is up, there will be renegotiations. Look at how, the spate of strikes and labor stoppages we have had going on, one potentially happening with U.S. railroad unions, which is a big deal. And they said they've barely left the bargaining table to try and avoid this. But one union, one of the larger ones, rejected the deal.
The Brotherhood of Maintenance Workers, I believe, isn't it? Yeah.
And one union rejected the deal, despite it was, 24% increase?
I haven't heard a thing.
24% raise with a $5,000 bonus for each worker. And they rejected it.
Yeah.
Because one, they said they're working their paid time off, especially sick leave, was not what they were after, and also their working conditions due to the fact that a lot of their jobs had been eliminated.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Does anybody have any clue as to what's going on? I know that we were supposed
and
to
then,
in the
and then when's the last time you heard anything about CNH and
CNH
and UAW talking?
Well,
because they're not meeting.
They have a mediator. They have a mediator that was trying to get them to the table. Remember the same guy that negotiated. The same guy that
the Secretary of Labor.
He negotiated.
He was offering to mediate.
Oh, is that it? Okay, because we did have. He has mitigated or mediated.
He oversaw the railway labor negotiations.
Anyway, but
and still is. He was head of that committee.
I haven't heard a word, and I guess I'm still seeing. I
mean, anyone knows anything about CNH and UAW, please. We're all ears.
We'd love to hear about that. But I guess the question is, you know, and I did see one thing. Oh, by the way, I read the other thing today. You know what? Thanksgiving turkeys. This year, they will be up 155%, the cost of a Thanksgiving turkey.
Oy.
Well, that's because they've had the bird disease. They've had this.
Bird flu. Yeah,
the bird flu.
Over the summer. Yeah,
you got the bird flu
and inflation.
And inflation all tied in together, and we've got gas going back up again because OPEC is it?
And also, you said they're cutting production by a few million barrels, and also you said some gas stations switch over to a different blend when the seasons change, and that can also cause a price difference.
Well, and I think. And, you know, one thing we do have is that we do have it is a free market system, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, President Biden saying...
There is no...
gas station owners to say that, you know, please reduce your price. A lot of them are right now pretty much on... It's almost to the point where a lot of the competition is where they say, okay, the price of the gas... Gas isn't where a lot of these places, the ones who are convenience stores in them,
mm-hmm. That's where they make their money.
They make more money in that than they do. A lot of them make far more money in that than they do in their gas.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really
you look at a place like Casey's, you think their main source of revenue is gas?
No.
No. Good Lord, no.
No, I think they're banks. Casey's isn't everything. You know, a Casey's in these small towns is really it's the general store. It's everything.
It was where I'm from.
It's
was.
Your Casey's is where that's where you want a pizza? That's where you go for pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you need, whatever food item, it's your grocery. It's your grocery store. It's your snacks. It's your beer, your wine, or whatever you want. Specifically, your pop or whatever you want. That's where we go. And in fact, a lot of them. I'm not sure. I think convenience stores. A lot of Casey's even have, especially in these very small towns, they have an area where they separate it out and they have tables that you can actually sit and have dinner or breakfast or whatever.
I don't know.
Did they have that at yours?
Nope.
They didn't. Okay. Well, the larger ones do. Some of the newer ones and the larger ones do. But anyway, 319-754-1490. 8.7% increase Social Security benefits going on starting in January 2023. And yes.
Speaking of benefits, there's something we should probably discuss a little bit.
And that is.
Student loan forgiveness lawsuit.
Yeah, well, it's going to continue. You know,
states, I believe, including Iowa, have sued in a federal Missouri court for an injunction to block the student loan debt forgiveness plan.
And they're going to continue to. Well, no matter what the judge says, no matter what the judge, the other side's going
not
to appeal.
Stop.
Yeah, no matter what, I have a feeling it's going to be an issue that's going to continue, and I have a feeling it's just not going to go through myself. All right, let's see. Who do we have with us today? Good morning.
Okay, this is Dean. Basically, I don't call up because of one thing that the people in the government would not like what I say, and number two, they'll bring the FBI. It's been known now they're bringing the FBI against people who disagree with Biden and disagree with everything he's doing.
Well, you can say anything you can say anything you want. I guarantee no FBI is going to come in and anything you say.
Okay. Basically, before Ukraine's war broke out, there was an agreement between Ukraine and Russia that they would stay neutral, and basically that's what Putin wanted. But Biden talked them into saying no. And also the war machine said, don't do that. So Biden, basically, then we have this war. It's interesting, no, I'm not much history, I read about history, that right near that area, that's where World War One started. It started as a skirmish, and it became World War One. Basically, I want to say it's okay. Biden, I think, that he reminds me of the Joker, because basically, I don't know where his mind is. I don't know where the Democrats' mind is. I mean, I think they're loony. They're talking about a nuclear war. They're bringing out the stuff that the medicine, in case you get radiation. Basically, I just think that we have spent too much over there now. I mean, we have two wars over in Europe. Our young men fought and bled and got some never came back.
It's a war machine.
Yeah. They won a war, and also that I like to know that if we did have a war, are these countrymen going to go and basically go to bunker and hide when all of us got no choice in the matter?
You're talking about nuclear war? Is that what you're talking
about? I'm talking about nuclear war. It was on 60 Minutes somewhere where there's a fancy hotel underneath they have a bunker for all the congressmen and the president to hide. Well, there'd be nothing left of this world.
You know, okay, realistically, I don't see Putin as being able to utilize nuclear weapons. If he tries to do that, he'll be taken out, because the repercussions of that and the things that would happen to Russia would be so grave. I believe that with this situation, he would be taken out by one of his own people. Yes, that's my feeling on the thing. Now, I don't know. I mean, Kim Jong-un, now we've got him. He's now trying to play the nuclear card, but he's not, Stu. What he's doing is he's trying to negotiate. He's trying to do what he's doing so he can get better. He can have these sanctions, worldwide sanctions, removed from his economy, because there is no economy in North Korea.
Yeah, but his actions
aren't exactly helping him.
No.
The only reason why he has everybody at his knees is because of the nuclear weapons. Without that, North Korea right now, it is a third world country. They spend more on war machine than helping their own people.
Yeah. I know. That's all they do.
That's a fact.
That is a fact.
No disagreement,
Dean. That's true.
Well, I agree with you about that.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy. Okay. We've got nuts people right now. There's no doubt about it. One of the nut cases is, of course, the biggest nut case of them all is Putin right now. But Kim Jong-un probably would be, I'd say probably Kim Jong-un is just as nuts, but he's nuts in a different way.
Well, we got some people out there, real leaders are nuts too.
The problem we have right now, Dean, is that we've got, This is a situation where we've got the European Union, where we've got NATO, and we've got all these countries that have all gathered behind Afghanistan. They're all trying to get weapons in there. They're all trying
to get
weapons.
In Ukraine.
They're all trying to get weapons to Ukraine, but they don't want to put. They're very careful about not putting any soldiers in there. But are they? You know, all they're doing. I mean, it's like. You're trying to dip your toe in the water, and they don't want to really get that toe wet.
In 1940, before Pearl Harbor, we were given secretly our ships and material to Europe because England was bankrupt.
The Lend-Lease Act,
to
yes.
To fight Hitler.
No, that was a Lend-Lease Act, yeah.
That wasn't really secret, was it?
No, it wasn't secret at all. It was well known.
Well documented.
Yeah, that's well documented. That was the Lend-Lease Act that took place. So we did. We provided military equipment and hardware, ships, all kinds of things for Europe. Yes.
But I'm just saying basically that one president talked about the war machine. It's a war machine in Washington. If they had it their way, we'll be right now fighting four wars right now if they had it their way.
Well, We don't
have. I believe the phrase you're looking for is military-industrial complex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Dean, I tell you what.
I remember the president, but president before Kennedy came.
Dean, I don't think a nuclear war is going to happen. I think that Putin will be taken out before that.
Before, I know you laugh at this.
No, no.
If it happens, I want to put on my gospel. I sing in church gospel songs.
All right.
And I'm just going to sing gospel songs and tell my kid I love him, and I want to say I'm ready to go because I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, Dean, I appreciate the call, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Friday night is football night on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. This Friday, join Scott Mason and John Flaherty as Burlington hosts Liberty. Brought to you by Reinschmidt's Flooring America, the all-star Made Right Diner, Brown Shoe Fit, Crawl Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, and Corey Richards, American Family Insurance. BHS Football, 7 p.m. Friday night on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
Shiny and strong and healthy and hydrated. Your hair can do it all. So get to Ulta Beauty's Gorgeous Hair Event, happening now, to see how you can take your hair to a whole new level. Discover beauty steals of 50% off must-haves from brands like Living Proof and Redken. And explore exciting new arrivals from Olaplex and Dyson. These deals won't last long. So hurry. This event ends October 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or pick up today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
An Oral-B electric toothbrush delivers a professional, purifying, clean feeling. So if you want a round brush head inspired by dentists,
come and get it.
And if you want a brush that cleans 100% better than a regular brush for cleaner teeth and healthier gums,
what you waiting for?
Oral-B is the brand dentists worldwide use the most. So maybe it's time you...
come and get it.
You get it. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. Multiple buildings caught fire in downtown Grandview on Friday, including the local post office. The Hawkeye reports that Lee County Dispatch received a call at about 4:30 p.m. Friday that a shop near the address of 114 South Main Street in Grandview was on fire. By the time fire crews arrived, the fire had spread to three other buildings, including the Grandview post office. According to the Loayza County Sheriff's Office, all the buildings were evacuated in time and mail was removed from the post office. All buildings that caught fire, including the post office, an apartment building, a city shed, and a bar, are considered a total loss. No injuries were reported. A new report found that poll workers' pay for the 2020 elections in at least a dozen counties, including Des Moines County, was either higher than authorized or not approved by county supervisors. Radio Iowa's Henderson reports.
The review was launched after news reports that Scott County's auditor had approved paying precinct election workers $15 an hour that exceeded the $10 an hour rate approved by the Scott County Board of Supervisors. State Auditor Rob Sands' office reviewed poll worker pay in Scott County and 15 other counties. The report cites seven counties for either paying poll workers more than had been approved by the county's Board of Supervisors or providing something like small bonuses for working during a pandemic. Five of the 16 counties had no documentation of Board of Supervisors approval for election worker pay. The state auditor's report also indicates eight counties had discrepancies in calculating the number of hours or mileage reimbursement for poll workers in 2020.
The counties included in the review are Adams, Blackhawk, Boone, Cerro Gordo, Clayton, Des Moines, Dickinson, Harrison, Howard, Lynn, Loayza, Polk, Pottawatomie, Poweshiek, Ringgold, and Scott. The full report can be viewed on the state auditor's website. From the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Overall, inflation may be easing slowly, but it's spreading to more parts of the economy.
The consumer price index was up 0.4% last month, and in the month ending in September, rose 8.2%. Excluding food and energy, the core CPI rose 6.6%.
Fox's Jenny Casola. President Biden in a statement says there's been progress, but prices are still too high. Higher inflation means people on Social Security are getting a bigger raise next year, 8.7%, the biggest increase since 1981. There's reportedly surveillance video and testimony about government documents being moved at former President Trump's Florida home.
The Washington Post reports a former employee told federal agents that Trump asked for boxes of records at his home to be moved. That apparently came after a subpoena was sent asking for them to be returned.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Trump on social media again calls the FBI search a break-in. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
A red flag warning for high winds and fire danger in effect noon to 7 p.m. today. Sunny, breezy, high today 56. West winds increasing this afternoon, 15 to 25, gusting to 45 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low down to 34 with northwest winds gusting to 30, diminishing after midnight. But mostly sunny, breezy again Friday with a high to 62. Southwest winds picking up in the afternoon, gusting to 30 miles an hour. And right now, sunny, it is 47.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Inflation came in hotter than expected for last month. Stocks are plunging this morning on Wall Street. The CPI, Consumer Price Index, rose more than forecast for September, even as the Fed has increased interest rates to try to slow the economy and bring inflation down. These new numbers today give the Fed reason to keep aggressively raising interest rates. So-called headline inflation up 8.2%. Now, that's down from its peak of about 9% in June, but still hovering near the highest levels since the early 1980s. The Social Security cost of living adjustment, 8.7% for next year, the highest increase in 40 years. Welcome news for millions of retirees and other recipients who will get more than $140 a month, on average, starting in January. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot now at almost a half billion, $494 million. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Before you shop online or head out of town, think local first. When you shop local, you help build a better Greater Burlington. Jobs are created, money stays in the community, and we're helping our neighbors. Your local Chamber of Commerce member businesses on Roosevelt Avenue have everything you need. Whether you're looking for a fun place to make memories with the family, some entertainment and to try your luck, or a great place to work, you'll find a great local business here. Maybe you've got legal questions that need answered, some clothes dry cleaned, or a place to retire and call home with or without assistance. You'll find them all on Roosevelt Avenue in Greater Burlington. Just look for the little Chamber of Commerce member sticker on the door, or visit greaterburlington.com/bizlist for a full list of local businesses ready to serve you. Brought to you by the members of the Chamber of Commerce, a division of the Greater Burlington Partnership, making connections, building community.
Your bones are made to support you for a lifetime, but sometimes they need help to do it without pain. The orthopedic physicians at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in Fort Madison and West Burlington have the simple goal of helping patients return to activities they enjoy or slow the progression of diseases. Choose orthopedic doctors who live and work in your community. Learn more about orthopedic care close to home at greatriverhealth.org.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news. The weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
right, enough bad news, okay? Let's stop talking bad news, okay? What's good news? Good news
Are
is...
Are you sure?
Good news is we will have the 8th Street Railroad crossing done.
Yes, we will.
Yay! All right.
Woo!
That was approved. Burlington Northern, $500,000 did the trick. They're going to have that, and that will be open, and it will be done.
Construction might get done a little bit quicker.
It at least will get done. That's the good news. We'll be done with it, and the Tiger Grant will eventually be finished, and yes, they will be moving
they'll
on.
They'll be going on winter hiatus in a couple of
weeks.
Yeah,
they'll be going at the, but the chain link fencing will all come down.
You
and
said that's going to happen mid-November?
That typically happens just before Thanksgiving. So, yeah, we will have
mid
that.
Mid to late November.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, we will be down for the day, 2 days after Thanksgiving. That's a Saturday for the Downtown Lighted Holiday Parade.
Yes, we will.
And I'll be announcing that and playing Christmas music. And
are you one of those people who puts their Christmas tree up like right after Thanksgiving dinner or
no,
do you
no,
wait
no.
a week?
We typically, I think last year we did it early because we put the lights up. I try to have the outside lights up and the first nice Saturday or Sunday in November.
Mm.
I don't turn them on. I will not turn them on until, typically I will not turn them on until at least it is Thanksgiving Day.
I don't get the boxes out of the attic until the day after.
Oh, the day after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Okay. When do you put the lights up?
That day.
Oh, you put the Christmas lights up the day after Thanksgiving.
Inside, outside, all on the same day.
Okay.
Why? Because we have enough people to do it.
Okay.
Here's how we did it. It's just because we live close to enough family members. We just go around from house to house, put each other's up.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well,
more hands make less work.
There you go. Anyway, it's going to be. It's, I guess what, see, what else? So we've got
Thanksgiving is my day because that's when I throw down in the kitchen.
You know, I cannot help but also mention that, it's embarrassing to me that the Iowa Hawkeye football team
we're going to go down this road now.
Those of you who've been around, remember when Iowa was they used to have a thing called the bottom 10. Iowa used to be number 1 in the bottom 10. Now we're actually ranked right now somewhere in the mid 50s right now according to the guys that are the guy because our
we're not the worst
because of defense
they're,
because
they're our, not the worst
our defense is in the top 10
but
our offense
a good defense doesn't mean nothing if you can't put up points.
But we had again it is one of those things.
I think the way you could best sum up Iowa's season so far is if you play that clip against Illinois where they grab the muffed punt and then take it down to the goal line for 3 and out, intercept the ball, go back down, and only get a field goal out of it.
Yeah, opportunity was not. The other thing is that we have not taken advantage of the the transfer portal. We haven't used that because we like to build.
Why would you?
Because it is Kirk Ferentz's style to build his team or to develop his players along. And it does make some sense.
Develop them the way he wants. I don't care how good they are. If they're not my players, I don't want them.
The problem is that the guys.
There's such a level of arrogance to that, isn't there?
Well, the problem is that the guys that are leading receivers from last year all went into the transfer portal. They're having great years.
And all your best linemen went to the NFL.
And the best linemen, they all went. Yeah,
Tyler Linderbaum is currently protecting Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
I don't know. We can talk. I don't want to. I'm not going to.
We all know what
thing.
The most immediate solution is.
Well, the one thing we need to do
is. Hey, Brian Ferentz, there's probably a head coaching gig in Nebraska waiting for you.
No. I think Brian Ferentz. Brian Ferentz is not going to leave Iowa, but I think he should be.
Well, why would he? He's got the sweetest gig in the world.
I think, but he won't admit. And I think the fact is,
he's got job security no matter what. For no reason other than pure nepotism, because it's proven as a play caller and an OC, the guy sucks.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now, that's a little strong. Okay. But I'm going to just say, I think he needs to be reassigned to some other part of the, you know, maybe the offensive line.
I agree. He's probably good as a position coach, but once again, as a play caller and an offensive coordinator, he's not good.
I think Kirk should be calling his own plays. And I think that,
I think if Kirk Ferentz took over play calling duties next week, I don't think they're going to beat Ohio State, but the result would probably be better.
I don't know what the situation is.
Also,
right now,
get yourself a quarterback that can actually play.
Well, somebody who's can run. If you don't have, if you're not able to protect your quarterback, you better have one that can run and get out of the pocket, because right now the pocket
and Spencer Petras is an absolute statue.
Well, he's got nowhere to go.
He's immobile and his only asset is arm strength.
All right. We're not
Then they don't let him use that, because you know what their game plan is? 10-yard out, throw it to Laporta. That's it.
Well,
and then hand it off tackle.
Well, that does seem to be. And look, I think the main thing is that it's been a disappointing. The offense has been very disappointing on everything. I'm not going to put all.
I say it's easy for me to be objective about this because I'm not a fan of any one college team.
No, and you can't put the blame on you can't put all the blame on Ferentz. You can't put all the blame on Brian. You can't put all the blame on Spencer.
I would also like to rebut what I've heard from a lot of Iowa fans. Illinois came to play last week.
Well, they did, but the fact is, they gave.
But they're all saying, I've heard so many people say, Illinois was never any good. They had a better record than both Iowa and Iowa State.
Well, they did, but the thing is, what they were trying to give, they did everything they could to give the game to Iowa. They did everything they could to get, and Iowa did everything to give it right back. So, anyway.
It was one of those ugly games where somebody had to win.
It was ugly. It was truly.
Hey, it could be worse.
No, it couldn't.
You could be the University of Colorado.
No, it doesn't. No. You know, when you're used to winning, and let's face it.
You could be Northwestern right now.
No. When you're used to being good, when you're used to being a top team.
How long was Iowa's winning streak against Illinois?
I think it was 12 games or 14 games, something like that.
You also have to take into account, maybe they were looking past Illinois just a little bit.
Oh, not a chance. They were looking past Illinois, and they certainly weren't looking at. I think they put everything they could into Illinois. The problem that they had is that Illinois's got a great defense, and they've got an Iowa coach, Bielema. Brett Bielema, yeah.
I know him more as a coach, head coach of Arkansas.
He was a head coach of Wisconsin and took Wisconsin to three Rose Bowls. First coach to take them to go to the Rose Bowl 3 years in a row.
Didn't win a single one,
but anyway.
Was he the one that lost that one Rose Bowl to TCU?
He lost three, but I'm not sure exactly what. Anyway, all right,
enough said. TCU is actually really good this year.
You know what? I will make a prediction right now. Iowa will not lose this weekend.
You're playing Ohio State.
We're not going to lose this weekend because we don't play Ohio
State.
That's
the next week.
It's our off week.
I forgot it's the bye week.
Anyway, all right. Enough. We'll stop.
And Vegas still has them at 7-point dogs.
I'm not going to put them.
Did you? I'm sorry. Did you catch that?
I caught it. Yes, I caught it. Anyway.
I'm just making jokes.
All right. Enough said. We're going to take another.
The team I'm a fan of stinks too.
Look, I think the reality is that we're not used to. Iowa fans are not used to having. They're not used to being disappointed like this. We're really not. We're not used to this sort of ineptitude. We really aren't. We're used to being. We might not win, but we're used to being competitive in every game we play.
The best way I can sum it up is I'm perfectly familiar with great defenses being handicapped with awful quarterback play and no offensive production. I'm a Chicago Bears fan.
All right, enough said. We're going to take another break. I'm stopping the football talk, okay? We're going to talk about other stuff right after this.
An advisor, a mentor, a motivator, a teacher. He goes by many names, but most of us call him Coach. Get the scoop from the man himself, as well as answering questions from fans like you. It's all right here on Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz on the Hawkeye Sports Network.
Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz, Wednesday nights at 6:30 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Rinker, Matt Rinker, Burlington native, former military police officer, a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom, small business owner. Matt Rinker worked three jobs to put himself through college after returning home from the war in Iraq. Matt Rinker will hold the line on Joe Biden's liberal policies that hurt Iowa. He understands how out-of-control spending is contributing to runaway inflation, and rising food and gas costs are hurting our families. Matt Rinker will fight to keep taxes low and make sure we balance our budget. As a former military police officer, Matt Rinker will support our men and women in blue and fight for stiffer penalties for violent criminals. And Matt Rinker will always support Iowa's farmers and family-owned farms. For State Representative, Matt Rinker. Iowa First. Approved by Matt Rinker. Paid for by the Republican Party of Iowa.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
The Chad Benson Show.
Here's the question, if you're the Republicans and the Democrats, there are people out there that haven't made up their mind. Who are they, and what are you going to serve them that is going to make you continue to eat at their restaurant for at least the next couple of years? Well, the Democrats are going in a direction of it's all Trump's fault.
The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson, weeknights from 8 to 11 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Yeah. It's just there's more than just the fact of what's happened to Iowa. But you know what? Hey, my wife would say to me, you know what she'd say? She'd say, hey, look, you're not the coach. You don't have any control over this. And you're just, you know what? The best thing to do is just simply, hey, let the situation play itself out. Let's hope for the best and simply move on, I guess. Yeah, I just looked it up. The last time when Iowa laid the biggest loss in Ohio State in the last 30 years, which was in 2017.
What was
and
the
that
score?
Team was 55-18, I think it was, or 13 or whatever.
Ooh, that's bad.
They scored. Iowa scored at will. They just simply scored at will. It was like they were playing, I don't know who they were. It was like they were playing Nebraska right now, or like they were playing Sisters of the Poor. I mean, Ohio. The very first play of the game, Ohio State had the ball. Iowa kicked off to Ohio State. This is the first play, very first play of the game, and the very first play at 15 minutes, or 14 minutes and 40 and 50 seconds, the first Ohio State play was a pass, which was intercepted for a pick six. It went downhill from there. 9:54 KBUR. By the way, we're talking about things and the condition. A lot of the Jefferson Street merchants are going to be very happy to know that they will have. Yeah, it's going to be when this Tiger Grant is finally completed. It's going to be. It's going to make a big difference in terms of these downtown restaurants. When there's more of them, the downtown restaurants have been benefiting by having these outside seating. Just if you've been to Chicago and some of these other places, you see how much outside. You ever look at how big the sidewalks are, and they have the.
Yep.
That's the idea. The idea is that they can have outside seating for restaurants, and that really is what the difference is, and this is going to make in terms of what the downtown is going to be looking like, and everything will be brand new streets, brand new sidewalks, everything. So a lot of them have been cracked and broken and too narrow. Parking will change a little bit, but it's going to be a good thing. Yeah, and I think that's probably the best thing that's going to come out of this. We were talking yesterday with our city council members, talk about, look, Do I care if there's a splash pad down at Memorial of Trump? No.
That seems like a lot of people do.
But a lot of people do. Do I care about the playground being really sort of, I guess, handicapped accessible for all children? I never really thought about it. But
now that you mention it, it's a nice thing to have.
But it's something that will draw it'll draw people from 30 or 40 miles away that will allow kids to that they couldn't be couldn't use regular playgrounds before. So that's a great thing.
Nothing wrong with being inclusive.
All right, let's see what we got on the line. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
This is Tricia.
Hi, Tricia.
Good morning.
Good morning. With the change down there, I wonder about, you said parking is going to change, and it's like, you know, if we get all these new businesses and they've got the sidewalk there, and where are they going to park?
Well, they're going to basically switch, every block will be switched between, you'll have parallel parking on one side, and you'll have the regular drive-in, or basically diagonal
there
parking. You'll have diagonal parking. The next block will be the opposite. So they'll be diagonal on rotate. The diagonal will rotate and the parallel will rotate. That's the difference. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do. I hope it's sufficient, because it seems like when you go downtown to support the businesses, it's like, okay, where do I park?
I think the idea is, okay, if you go out to Target, let's say you go out to Target on a busy day, right? Or go to Walmart on a busy day, right? You might think about how many steps does it take for you to get to the store.
It is pretty much the same thing.
So if you look at it that way, and you look at it, the one thing they are doing is they are adding some additional parking in parking lots as well. But I think the main thing is that there will be with the new situation, most everybody, I think,
you should be able to find a spot.
It may be on the next block, but it will be less walking distance than you would if you're out in a box store. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess.
And then I have a food for thought thing. When you were talking about, you know, the National Guard and they're having trouble getting
recruits, yes,
people to enlist, and I think part of it is the mandatory COVID vaccine. I mean,
I never even thought about that.
No, that never came to mind. But that's
their
a good
job
point.
Because they didn't get it. And I, you know, putting something inside your body, that should be your decision.
I would agree.
You know,
I agree.
Things in the military, you got to have this training. You got to do it this way. You got to put the gun together. You got to clean it. Whatever is one thing, but to say you've got to put this in your body, that's a different story for a lot of people.
Yeah, I understand, but you know, the thing is, if you do go into the Army and you do go overseas, they have a battery of like 17 or 18 different shots you have to take to be able to go and do that. I don't know if this makes I don't know how much
traditional vaccine.
I know, and that's the question that could certainly be. And I think the fact is, look, if your immune system is strong, I think, and I had COVID, but it was so mild, I didn't even know I had it, and I've got the antibodies, and I've taken my shots, and as far as I'm concerned, if your immune system's strong, you're in good shape. That's really the key here. But I agree, yes, I suppose, if that may be one of the reasons. I think the fact is that they're getting paid. They can get more money working in other jobs. I think that's what's the big factor right now. But I appreciate the call. Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.